With warmer weather now in full swing, local farmers markets are hopping, and things tend to taste better if you cook with local ingredients that are in season and at their freshest.
And this goes for making those sweet summer treats as well. Lei Shishak joins us now. She's a pastry chef and author of Farm to Table Desserts, 80 seasonal organic recipes made from your local farmers market. Lei, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
Well, Lei, why is it a good idea when we're thinking dessert to start with the farmers market?
Well, we really want to be concerned these days with what we're putting into our bodies, first of all. I started gardening about 2 years ago and really caring about what kind of foods and ingredients was going into my body. We all want to live longer and live happier, healthier lives. So that's the first reason. The second reason is that we really want to be supporting our local farmers, and it's really important to be putting money back into our community. And it's so fulfilling to actually get to know your neighbors and your farmers, and they can talk to you about the ingredients and how they grow it and how best to prepare the ingredients too. When I go to the markets, I always talk to the farmers about, well, what would you do with this fruit, or what would you do with this vegetable? And it's really, you know, for someone who loves to cook or someone who loves to bake, it's really a fun way to learn more about different things you can make with ingredients.
And Lei, I got to admit, when I'm at a farmer's market and I'm looking at produce, I'm usually thinking of the entree or side dishes and the desserts. Well, there's bakery stands all over the farmer's market, so I'm covered there. Why look at desserts in particular with that fresh seasonal stuff?
Well, there's so many fun, delicious things you can do with fruits and vegetables. And honestly, all of the recipes in my new book, Farm to Table Desserts, they're very simple and straightforward. I feel like you shouldn't mess around with good ingredients. And so when you have a wonderful fresh fruit that is in season, I really have the reader and the cook not do too much to the fruit to destroy it and break down the enzymes. You actually want to use it as fresh as possible. And that way it's delicious, it tastes great, you're eating seasonally, and you're supporting your markets.
So right now in Wisconsin, we've still got some rhubarb out there. Do you have any recommendations for the best way to get the most out of rhubarb and turn it into a yummy dessert?
Oh, yeah. Actually, in Farm to Table Desserts, I have a delicious rhubarb cardamom cake, and it's actually makes a wonderful breakfast or dessert loaf, and it's a nice alternative to something like banana bread or carrot bread, for instance. So basically, this rhubarb cardamom cake is almost like a pound cake, but it's got a thin layer of fresh rhubarb in the middle of the loaf. And then it also has this gorgeous thin layers of red rhubarb on top. So it's absolutely stunning with the red rhubarb on top. And that's a wonderful way to use rhubarb as opposed to something pretty common like a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah, I often make rhubarb crisp with whatever other fruit is lying around. I would not have thought of putting cardamom in with rhubarb. How does that pair up?
It's delicious. My parents are actually from India, so I like to use a lot of Indian spices, and cardamom is one of my favorites. It's absolutely delicious, and you must try it. It pairs surprisingly well with rhubarb.
That sounds great. Well, your book is laid out season by season, and as I said, I think we're starting to inch slowly more into the summer season here in Wisconsin. What else should we be looking for at the farmers market stands to get us going?
Yeah, you're exactly right. My cookbook, Farm to Table Desserts, it is broken up by season, and the first chapter is spring, second chapter is summer, and so this is a very exciting time for us. We are like in the midst of all the stone fruits right now, and they will continue for a little bit into the beginning of summer, but now is really where we see a lot of the berries, like the strawberries and the raspberries and the blueberries, and there's so many delicious, beautiful things you can make with berries.
Well, let's get into a berry recipe then. We've got your blueberry crisp. This is a straight-ahead crisp. It looks great. We've got this on the Central Time Facebook page and at WPR.org. Can you talk us through a good crisp in general and this blueberry one in particular?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you have it up. It's one of my favorites. It's super simple to make. Like I said earlier, I don't like to manipulate the fruit too much, so the blueberries are just tossed with a little sugar, a little cinnamon, and then just a little flour to thicken up the crisp filling. And then it's just topped with a very simple crisp made with flour, brown sugar, pinch of salt, pinch of sugar, and a little butter, and you just sprinkle that on top. It literally probably will take you about 15 minutes to pull it all together, and then it just needs about 40 minutes to bake in the oven, and it's absolutely delicious.
That sounds really good. Yeah, I don't think we have any blueberries hitting the market stands yet. Can you substitute other berries for this or other fruits that would work, you know, that we might see in season right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I am all about personal experimentation, so I would encourage your listeners to definitely try it with other fruit. I mean, if you want to try it with peaches right now or apricots, that would absolutely be delicious.
We're talking to Leigh Shishak. She is the author of the new book, Farm to Table Desserts, 80 Seasonal Organic Recipes Made from Your Local Farmer's Market. And she's sharing some great desserts with us. Fruits are easy to put into desserts. Are there other things that might surprise us that we can put into our dessert palate?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's one that immediately comes to mind, and it's one of my favorites in the book. It's actually called a white fig slab pie. And white figs, they're not quite in season yet, but when they do come in season, they're absolutely delicious. They're very sweet, and they have a very thin skin, so you can just eat the whole fig. And the white fig slab pie in my book, it's a very thin pastry pie dough, and you just simply roll it out. You toss the figs with a little honey and sugar, and you bake it on top, and it's absolutely delicious.
And I think we're about to hit, at least in some parts of Wisconsin, a bit of a heat wave in the next week. I'm seeing some 90s, at least, in the southern part of the state. And you have a recipe that I think anyone can cook on a hot day would be ideal. It's called tomato watermelon pizza. Not a lot of work goes into this one, but it looks really yummy. Can you tell us about that one?
That was a super fun one to do, actually. So the story behind that is my stepdaughter had some extra tomatoes in her garden, and she actually brought over a couple pints of those very small cherry tomatoes, and I cooked with them, and then I was like, oh, I have so many tomatoes, let me try it on watermelon. And so I made this fun little pizza slice out of the watermelon, and I topped it with some tomatoes, and I felt like it was good, but it wasn't quite there yet. And then I decided it just needed something a little acidic, so I put a little fresh lemon juice on it, and I just kind of brought it all together with some fresh mint, and it was delicious. So I definitely encourage trying that.
It looks really cool in the pictures, but really, I mean, I don't think I ever in my life would have thought of putting tomato together with watermelon, and they taste good together, huh?
They really do. They trust me.
Watermelon is more versatile than you think. I'm seeing all these watermelon and cheese recipes now, too. So I think we need to expand our horizons on watermelon. It's delicious any way you cook it. Well, looking at, you know, some of the things that are going to come into season that might require a little more baking than watermelon pizza, you have a peach cobbler in your book. What's the secret to a really good peach cobbler?
Well, definitely using fresh seasonal peaches, you know, not making it in the fall or winter. You definitely want them when they're in season, and not overcooking them or overbaking them. That would definitely be key. And the fun thing with peaches is there's actually many different varieties of peaches, and you can experiment with yellow peaches or white peaches and make it according to your liking.
That's the peach part of the equation. I got to say, I make crisp more than I make cobbler because I'm never happy with how the cobbler part, the doughy part, comes out. I've tried different recipes. I've tried to be really rigorous. What's the secret to making the cobbler side of the peach cobbler be something that's yummy, too?
Yeah, well, I really hope you get a chance to try the cobbler in my book then, because it's a very simple batter, actually. It's actually quite a runny batter, and it's just made with some flour, a little baking powder, so it rises just a teeny bit in the oven, and an egg and some butter, and you just pour it on top. So the trick really was getting it to that right consistency where it's going to crisp up and brown up nicely on top, but it remains just ever so lightly soft and gooey underneath, and that's a true cobbler topping.
Well, we're talking desserts right now with Lei Shishak, a pastry chef and the author of Farm to Table Desserts, 80 seasonal organic recipes made from your local farmer's market.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Call in for some inspiration from our guest. Do you love making your own desserts, especially through the spring and summer? Do you have something that's a go-to to make from scratch? And do you make desserts with ingredients from your local farmer's market? Do you are you unlike me? You shop and look for stuff that's good for those sweet treats in the spring and summer farmer's markets, or the fall for that matter. Call in now at 800-642-1234. Or if you are on the other side of the stand, if you sell at farmer's markets, do you have some encouragement, some recipes, some ideas for desserts with the stuff you sell? 800-642-1234 or post and find that recipe for Blueberry Crisp on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll take your calls and pick up our conversation in a little bit here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And right now we're picking up our continuing conversation with Lei Shishak, a pastry chef and the author of Farm to Table Desserts, 80 seasonal organic recipes made from your local farmer's market.
You can share your dessert-related questions or comments with us now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Are you making desserts now, this weekend? Have you made some lately with the fresh stuff from the farmer's market? Is there a time of season you're looking forward to at the farmer's market for some great dessert ingredients? Call in now at 800-642-1234, or you can go over to the Central Time Facebook page, share your thoughts there, and find a recipe from our guest for Blueberry Crisp.
And let's take a caller now. We've got Jackie joining us from Hillsboro. Jackie, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I couldn't resist calling in because as I heard you talking, I just took a strawberry rhubarb cookie bar out of pan of cookie bars out of the oven. It's a Land O'Lakes recipe I just got. And I'm just putting fresh strawberry muffins in. And while I didn't stop at a farmer's market, I stopped at an Amish farm down the road and grabbed some fresh strawberries this morning to bake with.
Wow, you're going to town. I want to be at your house right now. I bet it smells great.
It smells amazing, but I bake every day because we farm and I always have people to feed. And so I'm baking for the weekend because I don't want to run the oven when it's super hot this weekend.
Right. And Jackie, are these old recipes or are you trying new stuff today?
I'm constantly trying new recipes, especially with rhubarb. I probably haven't made the same rhubarb dessert twice this spring.
Wow.
Just because I have eager people to try. And I've probably made 20 different rhubarb recipes this spring alone, because.
What was your favorite one before we let you go?
So far, the one that was the best that they liked was a strawberry rhubarb cream cheese bar recipe that came through on Facebook, and we decided to try it, and that was a huge hit. Everybody loved that one. It held together really good, and it was delicious.
That sounds amazing. I'm on board with that. Well, Jackie, thanks so much for calling. And we're getting here, Lei, at the versatility of the different ingredients we have. Jackie's tried a whole bunch of them already in the year. The growing season is young. Should we get creative and try new stuff?
Yes, definitely. Actually, as she was talking, I was thinking, I wonder if I could do like a rhubarb sorbet where I would poach the rhubarbs and get them nice and soft and then extract all the liquid from them, add a little simple syrup and churn it and see how the sorbet is. So thank you for that idea.
Jackie, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Speaking of getting creative, the watermelon pizza was pretty far up there on the creativity level. Also, you know, we've got melons coming before too long. Cantaloupe soup in your cookbook. This is not a hot soup.
It is not a hot soup. It is a chilled soup.
tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely delicious. I don't know if you're like me, but I buy a cantaloupe and I tend to eat half of it.
Yep.
And then I have the other half sitting in my refrigerator for days. And so that's kind of what inspired the cantaloupe soup recipe. And it's super, super simple. It's literally just the cantaloupe and a blender and some sweetener. And it's just garnished with a little fresh cilantro, which, again, you might think sounds odd, but it absolutely pairs excellent with the cantaloupe. And you do add a little milk as well to thin out the cantaloupe soup.
So could you serve that as a starter, or is that pretty solidly a dessert?
No, that's a great idea. You could absolutely serve it as a starter. You could serve it midway through the meal as a palate cleanser as well. That would be nice.
You know, I'm thinking back. Jackie mentioned those muffins, and I think the first time I cooked a thing from a recipe as a kid, I made raspberry muffins with raspberries from the backyard. And do you have thoughts, Leigh, on using these, fresh ingredient recipes for desserts to get kids cooking?
Oh yeah, this is a super super book for cooking with kids. You can actually take them to the farmer's market. I know parents are always looking for things to do with kids, and so why not take them to the farmer's market? They'll get to run around. They'll get to see all the different fruits and vegetables, and you can actually make it a whole day event. You can go Saturday morning, go to the markets. Let's choose something that you want to make something with, then take it home and whip out one of my recipes, and then you can make it with them. And they're very straightforward. Any child with the supervision of an adult could make these recipes.
Well, that's a great idea. And, you know, we were talking about the weather getting warmer and maybe we don't want to bake as much or turn on burners, but you have some really nice simple recipes in here, including one which I don't think of as a dessert, but I guess, you know, it kind of is, market kettle corn, which you can make at home.
Yes, that's very true. I love popcorn. My mom does too. So we find ourselves many times just having popcorn, specifically kettle corn, because it is sweet popcorn, as a dessert. We'll just pop on a movie after dinner and eat our kettle popcorn. It's super simple to make. And I highly encourage everyone to try it.
And I've never made popcorn with peanut oil. You say peanut or vegetable oil. What does the peanut oil do to it?
I just recommend peanut oil because it has a higher smoking temperature, and so it's better for frying with.
We're talking to Leigh Shishak. She's a pastry chef. Her new book is Farm to Table Desserts, 80 Seasonal Organic Recipes Made from Your Local Farmer's Market. Leigh, it seems like you have done clearly a lot of experimenting to come up with the recipes for this book. What's at the cutting edge for you now? What are you experimenting with?
Oh, goodness. Well, right now I'm actually very focused on planting my garden. Mm. I just put in some tomatoes and all sorts of different varieties that I'm looking forward to how they taste differently and how they look. And I'm also putting in a bunch of string beans in my garden. So I'm really kind of focused on these different varieties of tomatoes that I have just planted, and I hope they'll be fruiting soon, probably within the next 30 to 45 days.
Now, you've got these delicious dessert recipes going here, but you also have some cocktail recipes. Any quick pointers for how we can use these fresh fruits in cocktails?
Yes, absolutely. I was very fortunate to have a friend of mine, Jaron Singh. He works for Nolet Spirits out here in California, and he actually contributed three delicious dessert cocktails for my cookbook, and we worked together on what kind of fruits we wanted to kind of focus on for the beverages, and I must say I was able to try all of the beverages that he made, and they are all very delicious. He's got a delicious raspberry martini that he included in the book, as well as a cucumber mint limeade. Absolutely refreshing in the heart of summer with cucumber and mint and fresh lime. And then lastly, he did a watermelon sparkler, which is basically fresh watermelon, a little gin, and a little lime juice and sweetener.
And Leigh, I want to time travel into the future a little bit. One of my favorite times of year is when winter squash starts coming out in the fall. And I've had at Thai restaurants like a squash custard sort of thing. That's a great dessert. But I've never tried to make dessert myself with winter squash. Do you have any suggestions? Because it's such a, and it's kind of sweet. It's a great flavor. It bakes well. So any ideas of how to integrate that into a dessert?
Yeah, I actually have done where I've roasted squash, so I just cut it in half and put a little butter, a little brown sugar, and I just roast that up, and it's absolutely delicious as a dessert.
Oh, just straight up, not even baking it in with something else.
Straight up, but actually, if you want to bake with it, you can absolutely do something like a squash cake. In fact, I have a squash cake recipe in my cookbook, Farm to Table Desserts. I top it with a little cream cheese frosting, and it's absolutely delicious. You just have to grate it pretty thin before you add it to the cake batter.
Yeah, I do a lot of pumpkin bread. I guess conceptually, substituting squash for pumpkin might not be that zany.
Not zany at all.
Well, my favorite fruit coming up is a little sooner than yours, Rob. It's strawberries in the summer. And I always do a strawberry shortcake. That's one of my first things when I know summer is really here, is when I'm eating strawberry shortcake. Anything else you think that I should try, Leigh?
Yes. One of my favorite recipes in the book are strawberry hand pies. They're super fun to make. They're tiny individual pies that you can just hold in your hand and eat them when you want. You can actually make them ahead of time and freeze them and just pull out one or two when you have guests or you just want to have a sweet treat for yourself. They're pretty basic in terms of a pie dough. I actually use whole wheat flour and all-purpose flour in my pie dough. And you just cut out circles out of them, and you roast strawberries ahead of time in the oven. Roasting really brings out the flavor and a beautiful color to the strawberries. You put a little mound of strawberries in the center of the pie dough, top it with another round, sprinkle it with some sugar, and bake them, and they're absolutely delicious.
Leigh, good luck with the tomato plants, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Leigh Shishak, pastry chef. Her new book is Farm to Table Desserts, 80 Seasonal Organic Recipes Made from Your Local Farmer's Market. You can find her recipe for Blueberry Crisp on the Central Time Facebook page or check out today's Food Friday page at WPR.org.